This Bingley gift card worth up to $250.
That is precious. Send again.
A bonus gift card worth up to $250 when you buy a washer or dryer at Bingley.
Wow.
It was all my idea.
Don't be precious.
Conditions apply.
Pacing Rewind, every Sunday morning from 10:30.
And at 10:30 on this Sunday morning, let's get stuck into Pacing Rewind. Fred Hastings, good morning.
G'day, Simon. How you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. How was Menangle last night?
It was a busy night, and just off the top, it was a 10-race card, and the meeting was delayed by one race. We went back one race. Unfortunately, Neil Thompson, in the Hutter, the trainer up there, Neil, he had a fall in the float car park, and communicating with his daughter Lisa today, they're not entirely sure whether it's a dislocation to the shoulder or an arm injury, and they do intend to operate on Neil today. But to Neil, everyone I've spoken to said he's a terrific bloke, and he'll be up and about no doubt soon. So we wish Neil all the very best for a speedy recovery. But that resultant in a delay to the meeting, but our thoughts with Neil and of course Mrs. Thompson. So hopefully Neil will be up and about. But Simon, the meeting kicked off with a horse winning called Double Encounter. I'll come back to Double Encounter because his driver will be our special guest, David Morris, and I want to chat a bit more about Double Encounter with David. But Smoky Quartz in the second registered the first of a running double for Robert Morris. He partnered up with Franco Totem in the third for one of our colleagues, Brittany Graham. Training Franco Totem and has won now two of its past three, so she's got that horse flying. That's what I said was impressive for Brad Hewitt. Many of the Raiders players, Simon, are involved in, or some of the Raiders players involved in the ownership of That's What I Said, so it was good for them to win something because they would have been disappointed having lost down there at Canberra to the Cowboys. So That's yeah. What I Said turned their fortunes around and beat a very resolute black silhouette who ran a terrific race. The next race was, there was a little bit of controversy. Sam's Express won. It got up on the inside pegs and stewards held up the all clear while they looked at the replay. Now, it was blatantly clear that the horse had gone inside the pegs, but the stewards were of the view that the horse was forced into that position when it went to take a run and another horse closed down and may have forced it inside the pegs, and they deemed that John O'Shea didn't take an advantage. He stopped driving the horse, got it balanced up as the other horse came back up the track. So did Sam's Express, and there was a run on the pegs, and once it got back on the inside, the horse took the run and Sam's Express went on to win. A horse I've got a big opinion of, Simon, Mr. Freeze, won race six for Gemma and Matt Rue. Sat outside them for the last half of the race. Did win a race similarly a couple of weeks back. Did a power of work. And I think he's a pretty talented horse, Mr. Freeze. And it was a good week for Gem because she notched up her 100th win as a trainer. So well done to the Ruse. They won with Mr. Freeze. Great finish to the fast class race. Joe Star of Mia nosed out Outrageous Cell. And I'll just quickly duck to the last rocking. Leonard Kane continues his good form. It came from a three-back running line position to score in the last at double-figure odds rocking. The features, Simon, they were two trotters races conducted last night, and the first of them was the three-year-old trot final at Group 2, and Zebek went out as a short favourite.
Zebek will be first to see the judges. They flatten in 29-6 the quarter. In second spot is Emerald Stride, Royal Glen Ferry, and they were followed further back then by One of the Clan down the outside, Just Believe, but Emerald Stride really serves it up now and has gone up to join Zebek. They're locked in battle, but Emerald Stride gets a half in front. Emerald Stride comes away to beat Zebek. Third home, Just Believe, Royal Glen Ferry.
So that was the replay of the first of the Group 2s last night for the Square Gators. Freddie, Emerald Stride rolling past Zebek.
Yeah, there was a lot of confidence about Emerald Stride in betting moves, Simon. He was clearly the best backed all day, and even during the course leading up to the race, the horse was well tried to win the race. A very talented trotter, and did a good job going away to score. Zebek certainly won't lose any cast from that. I wonder whether Zebek might be a superior stayer, and Zebek's driver we'll be speaking to very soon, David Morris. Speaking of David, he landed a Group 2. The 4 and 5 year old final, Dance Craze, went around as a $1.08 favourite.
28.5, and it's still dropped the hammer. She's Dance Craze. She'll have to knuckle down here. She's been given 1-2 to try and liven her up, but drop the hammer's full of running. Pegasus Elegance, and in came Torpedo. Miss Dance Craze can't win it, but as they come down with 100 left to go, drop the hammer is home and hosed, full of running. Second is Pegasus Elegance, but it's drop the hammer. Drop the hammer and David Morris go home to score and beat. In second, Posse, Pegasus Elegance, Torfino, Miss.
So a replay there of Drop the Hammer winning the ninth on the program last night. And Freddie, driver David Morris joins us now. David, good morning.
Good morning, Simon. Good morning, Freddie. How are we today?
Yeah, we're good, David. Thanks for asking. And I'm sure you're doing pretty good. You had a double last night at the office. I want to firstly talk to you about Double Encounter. Double Encounter has just been such an evergreen horse. You used his gate speed last night from the nice draw.
Yeah, that's correct, Freddie. Usually we don't push him out the gate too hard. He's more of a sit and sprint kind of a horse. Last night he drew closer to the inside, and I actually thought Frosty Bell would have been hard to cross. And as the gate left, I was already three quarters of cross in front of it, and I just kept letting him roll to the front and just tried to sit up a little bit that second quarter. And he just sprinted home too quick. He's a very quick kind of a horse when you let him go.
He's been super consistent, Dave. He's finished no further back than fifth at his past seven, and that includes two wins. He just didn't get a lot of luck, whether it was barrier draws or luck in running, but, he's been knocking on the door, and he went around at big odds for a horse that has been a tad unlucky lately.
Yeah, that's right, Fred. He's a very consistent kind of a horse. Like you said, he hasn't finished in the money out of his last few since he won back about four or five starts ago. I think we had a bit of a gear malfunction when the crupper broke. But since then, I think he's run a couple of fourths and fifths, and he's been racing really well. But just things haven't been going our way. Like one week there, they went over 25-4, and, he did make ground up himself. And then there was a week there where he got left outside him and they went 51. So he is going quite good and running some solid times himself, but just not having the joy that he deserves.
A couple of the owners, they know what it's like to have a nice horse run around Menangle, Peter Gadsby and Alan Bonney, and of course I've got to mention Harry Martin. Harry, he's an old school, and I'm sure he won't mind me saying, David, an old school horseman, and is still putting horses round and is very astute at what he does. And I know Harry, he's probably what we'd call in the veteran league, but by gee, sharp as a tack, and he knows his horses.
Yeah, you are 100% right there, Freddie. I probably couldn't have said it better myself. He's an unreal kind of a bloke, Harry Martin. He just, he still shoes them himself. He gets up every morning at about 4:30 and works them. Always putting the hard yards in. He is, and he just doesn't stop. He travels whenever we need to. He's just an unreal bloke. He's always self-reliant. He always just, wants to do everything himself. He never expects favours from anyone, and he's always there to help anyone else whenever they need a hand. He's just an absolute gentleman.
Yeah, one of the good guys, Harry, and a well-deserved win at Metropolitan level for him last night. Now, just before we talk about Drop the Hammer, your droves are back, and I just got the notion maybe this horse is a real stayer in the making. Did the mile suit? Did he have every chance? What did you make of Zabek's run?
Look, I think you're right, Freddie. He is a stayer, and I was told he's more of a stayer than a sit and sprint. I think even Ben said before the race, he said, I think he handles a longer distance more than what he will the mile. Mm-hmm. He said, but just keep on creeping forward and go from there. Don't drive him like for a sit and sprint. He said, just kind of keep moving on forward as much as you can.
Try and make it a staying test.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And I just ambled him out the gate and just slowly crept up. They went the second quarter in the 32-6, I think it was, and just kept pressing on. And David Miles and Emerald Stride were they were half letting me go to the front, but it was like I half got caught in front of him, and then he changed his mind. He wasn't 100% sure if it was the right move to make or not, so I just kept pressing on there, and at the end of the day, I just got out sprinted. They went home in 27.9, I think it was, and you know, he just got out sprinted. But end of the day, Emerald Joy's a really nice three-year-old trotter. It's going places. It's won $105,000 in prize money. Before last night, it won $105,000 in prize money. Whereas the Beck, he's a nice three-year-old trotter. He's going to go nice places as well. But there's a big difference between winning $23,000 in prize money to $105,000.
Sure. Now, what about your Group 2 success? We had to listen to the replay, and you led all the way with Drop the Hammer. Arguably in the top three or four trotters in this state. Now, the story with him is he had 12 starts as a pacer and couldn't crack it for a maiden. He did run seven placings, to be fair, but Darren Hancock switched him to the trotting gate, and as a trotter, he's had 20 starts for 10 wins and 4 placings. Incredible to think he was bred as a pacer, but he's really adapted to the trotting gait, and he's a very, very nice horse, and it was a good pick-up drive for you.
It was a very nice pick-up drive for me indeed. And it's not the first time Darren Hancock's done that as well. He also did it with On Thunder Road.
On Thunder Road, yeah, of course. He's now in the States,
Yeah, that's right. He was a bred pacer and turned him trotter as well. And yeah, dropped the hammer last night. Darren did actually say to me, he said, look, he said he can do things wrong. He said if he's going to do something wrong, he said it's usually at the start. He might go into a pace or just go out the gate. He said that's when he's going to do things wrong. He said once the gate goes and, you know, that he trotted that first 100, he said he's usually pretty good. He said, you know, still got to take in mind that he is a trotter and he is pace and bred. He said, but when he trots and he does everything right, he said you won't drive a better trotter than him. He said it's just he's so natural, and Darren is right. He's very natural in what he does, and he just felt very so smooth, and you know, changing gears and that while he was going along, he just, you know, he just felt like he could have gone so much quicker if I'd asked him to.
Okay. And of course, you know, he as you mentioned, Darren's been very good at converting them. And we had another one, just harking back to the three-year-old, the Fitzpatrick's changed Royal Glenferrie from pacing to trotting. And they've had a couple of wins and some nice placing. So it can be done, David, but I don't suspect it'd be necessarily easy and something we see a whole lot of.
Yeah, that's correct, Freddie. It can happen. I've seen a couple of stables do it as well. Robert and Kerry Ann Morris, they've done it with a couple of theirs a few times. You know, sometimes it plays off, other times it doesn't. But I suppose at the end of the day, if it doesn't play off, you can always put the hops back on. And
go back and be a pacer.
Back a pacer, that's right.
That's it. Now, just on yourself, you've had a good season this year, and you're doing well on the home front. Things are good. The family's well.
Yeah, thank you, Freddie. Yeah, everyone's really good at the moment. Steph has gone back to working. She works for Leon Jurd of a morning. Usually on a Monday to Saturday, she works for Jer, but on a Monday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, after she finishes at Leon's stable, she goes and helps Darren Binskin. She's really enjoying that at the moment. I'm the stay-at-home daddy.
You're the stay-at-home dad with the two kids.
Oh, I love it, Freddie. There's nothing better than waking up to them and, you know, wrestling with them and, you know, all the stuff that you do with the kids and that. We'll go out and kick the ball or, you know, we're always doing something together.
Good on you, mate. And then you go out at night and drive some Group 2 winners just for fun.
Yeah, that's right, just for a bit of practice.
Got to pull your weight around the house, mate. Can't let Steph do all the work. Dave, congratulations on your win last night, or your wins, but in particular your Group 2 success. And you know what it's like to drive a Group 1 winner, so I'm sure adding another Group 2 to your tally is very pleasing, and good luck for the rest of the season, mate.
Thank you very much, Freddie. Appreciate it. And also, I'd just like to make a shout-out there to everyone that puts me on. You know, obviously, I'd love to name them all, but we don't have that kind of time. Just thank you very much. You know, I couldn't do it without them, especially my family.
Good on you, David. Well said. And Simon, that was David Morris, and David, he's a terrific young bloke. He's got a bit of larrick and a bit of cheek in him, but he's a terrific young bloke. And I always enjoy catching up with Dave at the track when I get the opportunity. And as I said, he picked up a double last night, so well done to him.
You're lucky you did have a bit of cheek about you last night, Freddie. You were downstairs and then got up to the broadcast box and realised everything wasn't quite right.
I had a gear malfunction, Simon. Thanks very much for giving me up. Yes, I had a gear malfunction. I arrived at the track, was wandering around the joint, upstairs getting my race book, wandering around getting dinner and everything, and got back to the box and realised, yeah, the old fly was undone. But thanks for thanks for giving me up. I call that a gear malfunction. Speaking of, well, not a malfunction, but a bit of an issue, the New Zealand horses that have gone, the Australian horses that have gone across for next weekend's duel, Simon, they had to take a flight via Auckland to then get to Christchurch on the South Island, and there's been serious fog issues. And the horses got to Auckland but have been stranded there. They can't get to Christchurch because of fog. And it was incredible. The balance of Friday night's program was abandoned because of visibility. You could not see in front of you. And they ended up abandoning the balance of the Addington card on Friday. Well, the horses are stranded there. Harness Racing New Zealand doing everything they can. But at this stage, it looks as though the earliest that they can get those Aussie Jewels horses to Christchurch is Tuesday, so little setback.
This is the Cambridge Jewels next Saturday, is it?
Run on the South Island at Christchurch, so it's next Saturday, the Jewels, and we've got there are five horses there, and they had to take a flight via Auckland, North Island, to get then to the South Island, so it's. It's a tough time for them. They're in a position where Harness Racing New Zealand are, you know, monitoring all sorts of flights and weather and the like to try and get the horses to the South Island in a timely manner to have them ready for Saturday's duels. But that's a little bit of news. Our good mate Greg Hayes passed that information on. And just on the World Drivers' Championship, there was a further round of that last night. Todd McCarthy, I think he finished about eighth. It was hard to sort of line them up there as they crossed the line. They only had the one round. So at the moment, he sits on eighth. He sits in eighth spot at the moment, does Todd. So they've got a rest day today. Todd, he's on 27 points, and he's sitting eighth. So, yeah, they've got a rest day today at the Elite Loppet, and then they resume tomorrow. So just on the Elite Loppet, and catch all the action tonight on Sky Racing. But, no, he's eighth, and hopefully he can climb up that leaderboard, Simon.
Absolutely. Thanks very much, Fred. We better wrap it up there. Thanks for your input, as always, and enjoy your Sunday.
Have a good one, Simon. Cheers.
It's 13 minutes to 11.
Greyhound racing takes place all over the world,
but Australia leads the way for sheer quality.
Stay with Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader.
And time to put the focus on greyhound racing now from Greyhound Racing New South Wales, Mick Cowley. Good morning.
Good morning, Simon. Another busy week, plenty happening as usual.
Well, one of the big races from last week, Mick, was the Richmond Riches, which was staged on Friday night. And let's take in the replay.
Green light has been switched on Richmond Riches. Final for 2019, set and ready to go. Racing, Feral Frankie got away cleanly tonight. Knighthood away brilliantly. My Bros Ethics is showing speed. Knighthood is going to go to the lead over My Bros Ethics. Feral Frankie is balancing up third. They'll followed by Freaky Frankie, Mickey McCaw, Fernando Porsche. Followed by Let It Happen and Run Juju Run. Feral Frankie let go. He put pay to them in a twinkling. Put up five on Knighthood. Followed by My Bros Ethics. But it's all Feral Frankie. This is a gap job. He absolutely romped in Feral Frankie by nine to Knighthood. They'll followed in by Fernando Porsche or Mickey McCaw. Then Let It Happen followed in by...
And a great
Frankie.
Call from Timmy Newbold there of the Richmond Riches from Friday night. Feral Frankie absolutely destroying his rivals and even bettering his time, running 30 and 31 and winning it by more than seven lengths, Mick.
Mate, it was a very impressive and very easy. As you said, it was a fantastic call by the battler. We're actually joined this morning by Feral Frankie's trainer, Ray Smith. Joined us from Forbes. Ray, thanks for coming on and saying hello and having a chat about Feral Frankie.
Thanks for having me, mate.
You must have been reasonably confident when he lobbed into third place going around the first turn.
Yeah, well, that was probably the best scenario that we could have hoped for. So when wasn't really expecting him to come out that well, but when he did, he posied up nice and he did the business. So it was good.
He's just got some amazing acceleration. As you said, he seems to find his feet and balance up, and then that acceleration down the back straight of a race, he really puts paid to him.
Yeah, he's run home time really good. Well, his overall time's good, so, but his first section is worse. But like I said the other night, he just got the box rise right, so I don't know whether that'll be the norm or... was just a one-off, but he did it on the right night, so we were thankful for that.
He's don't know whether it's the name or the ability, but he's certainly getting a bit of a cult following out there, right?
Yeah, well, a bit of an unusual name. I don't even know why he's called that, but I suppose if he was no good, it'd only take him so far. So let's hope it's his ability that keeps going.
Absolutely, absolutely. He's come a long way in a short time. He only started racing, first start was only in November last year, and in that time since, he's won a heat of the National Derby, ran a great race in the final of the National Derby. He's been in the Bulleye Cup, the new sensation, the Group 3 new sensation. He won that at Wentworth Park. And then, of course, he went down for that Speedstar series at... down in Victoria, and fantastic race in the Match Race there, beating Midnight Dare and running second overall.
Yeah, no, we haven't missed him, mate. He's been in everything. His early days, actually, the Bulleye Gold Cup and the Richmond Derby, we were giving away a bit of experience and age there. But in his early days, he was he had all this ability, but just was running into him, just really didn't know how to use it. So... I've always thought if you want to teach a new dog tricks, put him with an old dog. So I thought I'd take on the older dogs and I might just teach him a few things. So although we didn't do that great, but he was competitive. Won a heat of the Bulleye race and I think we made a reserve of the Richmond Derby. So he didn't disgrace himself, but I think it's paying dividends now.
You mentioned that match race as well, that he did so well in, and match racing would tend to suit him, I guess, with the way he's a bit tardy out of the boxes. I guess you'd kind of be eyeing off and hoping that you might get selection in that match race in the Origin series that comes up early next month up in Brisbane.
Well, it's only 2 weeks away, actually, so they told me on the show, but no one's actually said we're in it, so I don't know, mate. I'm hoping so.
Mate, I think they finalised the team next week, this week coming up towards the end of the week. So hopefully you might get a phone call letting you know that you might be the mate. Mate, well, as I said, hopefully you will get a call up and you might be a real good chance in the match race. I reckon it'll suit him down to the ground as the Speedstar series showed.
Yeah, that's right. No, he did well down there, yeah.
Ray, you've also got the Dubbo Cups on today. It's a bit closer to home, not as far away as Richmond. You've got a couple of runners in the final. That Little Digger looking to defend his title that he won last year, and Golden Easter Egg finalist Arinka Lizzie's also in the race. It's a good lineup. You've got to be a good show.
I think they're all the dogs in the race are a chance. Digger's drawn the wrong side, but it's not really that important, the box draws to him, I suppose. He's just looking for a bit of luck in running, and Lizzie's drew better, but, you know, there's two or three front runners and two or three run-on dogs, and the other couple aren't bad either, so if you like something at all, just back it, mate.
A Little Digger, a few months ago you put him over the distance. He looked like he'd been crying out for a staying career, and he'd been going well, second in the Association Cup and a win at Wendy over the 720. Just a bit of an idea to freshen him up and put him back over the 500 for the Dubbo Cup, give him a chance to defend the title?
Yeah, that was it. I think he's going to Brisbane too. They've suggested that, so we just thought we'd give him the Dubbo Cup and sort of freshen up without letting him right down and and he'll just continue on after that, kind of in staying races.
All good. Well, mate, best of luck today. Congratulations from Friday, and best of luck with the Origin Series and whatever comes up for the rest of the team, including Feral Frankie. And as I said, good luck today with the two and the Dubbo Cup.
Thanks a lot, mate.
Cheers, Ray. There he was, Simon. Ray Smith, he's got a very good team up there at Forbes, and they're going very well at the moment, and looking for two feature races within 3 nights. Wouldn't be a bad effort, would it?
No, absolutely not. Well, he was unlucky to miss that spot in the Golden Easter Egg with a little digger 12 months ago, but then won the Dubbo Gold Cup, and aiming to defend his crown tonight. Tab Big Stars Mick have got him $5. Behind Jimmy Casey, that's the $2.50 favourite who has drawn the one box, and then Tap Out Dusty at $5.50. What were your thoughts on the Dubbo Cup tonight?
Mate, as Ray said, it's a very open race. Any of the eight could win, and it wouldn't be a major upset. Jimmy Casey and Charlie Casey were the heat winners from last week. Peter Carr's little brothers, they both were very impressive, ran some quick times and won well. Jimmy off the Reds, got to be hard to beat for sure, and is deserved of favouritism. But as Ray was talking about with Little Digger, okay, he's coming back in distance, but geez, he motored home in the heat last week, and it's similar to what he did in the final last year. He didn't look that much of a chance going up the back, but powered home and got up right on the line to win the cup last year. Who knows? They may go a bit crazy in front and could set it up for him again if he can get a nice posse early. It's a very, very good race, and it'll be well worth listening to early. I think it's a bit after 7 o'clock this evening, so.
Well, alongside the Richmond Riches program from last Friday, we had the Graham Hull Memorial Cup final on run at Wagga Wagga. Frank Hurst had the short failed. He had the kennel mates and the top two in the market in the race, and it was Good Odds Buddy from Box 7, Mick, that got the cash.
As you said, they were two of the three heat winners from the Friday before. Good Odds Megan was the one that actually ran the quickest time the week before, just ahead of Good Odds Buddy, and they were expected to dominate the final. That's the way it worked. Good Odds Megan flew out of the box, out of Box 5, and Good Odds Buddy actually surprised Frank a bit. Came out just as well, and then crossed his sister on the first turn, and away he went. And stunning performance. Yeah, first dog ever to break 30 seconds around the Wagga trip. 29.93, took 0.14 off the track record. I think it's a 4.5, 5-year-old record set by Chili Bay back in 2013. Amazing performance. And these three dogs, you got Good Odds Megan, Good Odds Buddy, and Good Odds Harada, which won the Bob Payne, the Group 3 Bob Payne a few weeks ago, and again ran the best of the night at Wentworth Park last night. So all three of those dogs, all out of that same litter, that Collision Solar Pack litter, they're all absolutely flying, and their brother is actually Feral Frankie and Freaky Frankie as well. So it's one heck of a litter, and they're all doing well, and congrats to Frank and Tracy Hurst. They drove back from Wagga back to Londonderry on Friday night after the race, and I know Frank had to get up early to pick some pups up, and then they were off to Wentworth Park last night. So it's the life of a greyhound trainer, but good on them, they're getting results, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, well, last week we also had big greyhound racing at Casino. There wasn't a vegan in sight in the town of Casino last week, Mick. Of course, it was the Beef Week Cup, not only for the Greys, but for the Gallops as well. And the Beef Week Cup in the Greyhound world was taken out by a modified truck.
It was indeed, yes. You're absolutely right. Beef Week's huge up in the Northern Rivers, up around Casino. And it was, the Beef Week Cup was at the dogs on Friday. I think it was the horses on Friday as well, from memory.
Yeah.
The dogs race was won by Warren and Sonia Kempshall's modified truck, as you said, led all the way. In the cup race, Cosmic Bonus, the old campaigner that won the Masters Meteor last October at Wentworth Park, it was set out favourite, had the one box, but modified trunk straight past it at the start, and that was the end of the section. The others got in trouble, and modified trunk was off and gone, and that's 17 wins out of 32 starts for the dog, going really well. It was a great day for the Kempshalls. They actually had four winners on the card. Right time to get your dogs absolutely flying when it comes around to cup time.
Now, we'd better recap the Group 1 races from Sandown, which was last Friday as well. We might as well start with the Sandown Cup, Mick, and it was a rough result here with Rajasthan and Robert Camilleri scoring from Box 7.
It was a rough result. One for the battlers, one for the long odds punters. Tornado Tears was the short price favourite and expected to dominate as he has done so often in that staying trip at Sandown, but yes, missed the kick, tried to get to the fence, got into a bit of trouble. Meanwhile, Rajasthan was just up the front, humming along. Poco Dorado, the New South Wales dog, was chasing hard but couldn't quite get on terms and get around Rajasthan. Ella Enchanted, if you get a chance to have a look at the replay of the race, Ella Enchanted ran second. Amazing run, absolutely amazing run. Should have won the race. But no, but it